Hey, Deputy Darling, you got any more donuts?
No, Sheriff McBride. You ate the last one 15 minutes ago.
I did? Huh? Oh, well. I don't think anyone's going to come and try to poison our water supply. It's probably all a hoax. We can't waste our precious time like this. We got more important things to do.
You mean like sleep and eat donuts, right?
Yeah, that's right. And besides, there's a guard here anyways 24 hours a day. We're not needed here. Let's go get some sleep.
Yeah, and don't forget, more donuts. Say, Sheriff McBride, what are we gonna do? We're gonna tell the kidnapped kid's parents. What are we gonna tell them?
We'll just tell them we have an APB, an all points bulletin for him. We'll eventually find him, don't you worry.
Tuesday morning, April 4th, recess time at Yeshiva Teferes Meshulam.
Mandy, Benny, did you hear about the Lainas?
No.
How about you? Did you hear anything?
Any news about Shlomi's kidnapping?
What's the latest going on with Shlomi's kidnapping?
The sheriff is relying on the guard by the reservoir water processing plant to report anything strange that happens. Get a load of this, guys. How many guards are there? He's only one guard. He can't do much. Shame Monsters, Mr. the Sheriff. He told Slimy's parents that they are doing all that they can. Yeah, sure.
That's not good enough. We're Slimy's best friends. We gotta do something to help.
Like what? These guys are professionals. What can we do? I mean, you gotta be out of your mind. These guys could be armed and dangerous. What are you thinking? Don't be ridiculous. Come on, you know. Leave this for the police, you know.
Listen, guys. Today is the last day of Yeshiva until after Pesach. Starting tonight, we will get some of our other classmates to take shifts staking out the reservoir. When something suspicious happens, we will call the police.
No. You guys got it all wrong. I mean, it's not for us. I mean, this could be dangerous. I mean, what if the bad guys catch us like they did to Shlomi? You know, before we have a chance to call. Then what? What are we going to do then, huh?
You're right. Therefore, I think it's time to call my cousin Shraga Fivo.
Oy Gevar, with Shame Max's mitzvahs, what can he do?
Well, for one thing, he's 6'6" and weighs 360 pounds. And by the way, his family was included in the bracha with my family from the Holy Rebbe.
Later on, that evening, all the volunteers met with Mendy Bendy and his cousin, Shraga Fivel.
Hey, if it isn't my cousin Mendy Bendy! I got your message, and I came here as quickly as I could. So now tell me, how could I help? You know me, I love to help wherever I can.
Okay, first, I don't think these villains will attack during the day. I think they will strike at night. Therefore, starting from tonight, there will be two shifts of two staking out the reservoir water processing plant. Each one of you will have a cell phone with which you will call me or Shraga Fivel. If you see anything suspicious, we'll come running over. We will assess the situation and call the police if necessary.
What about Shlomi?
Ha! That's easy. The learning in Beis HaMedrash trains me to be a thinker. Get it? Those Rishoyim, those wicked people, will keep Shlomi nearby for insurance. just in case anything goes wrong. But don't worry, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, if the police don't come on time, Mendy Bendy and I will jump into action!